Well, it's not every day I have Richard Marks calling me on the line. I'm doing good. Thank you so much for calling.
It's my pleasure.
All right, so I understand you're in our neck of the woods to perform tomorrow night at Magic City Casino, one night only, South Florida engagement with John Waite. So tell me, how did you two get together for this concert?
Well, we've played together maybe two or three times before. I think I first met John when he was in Bad English, and we did a show. This is ages ago. This is like 300 or 400 years ago. We played together at the Yokohama Arena in Japan, and it was me and Bad English and Jeff Beck, and
wow.
I just sort of met up with John Waite in the hallway there, and then we went. You know, he's one of those guys that I run into like at airports on planes and stuff. He's such a sweet guy, and I guess maybe the first time we did a show together was maybe about 8 or 10 years ago. He and his band came and opened for me in, I think, Ohio somewhere or something like that. And then we've done another, did one, I think, a year ago outside of Chicago. And so it's, you know, there are a couple of people that as you go through your career, you just, and this wasn't the case of me going, hey, let's see if John wants to come and be on the show. It was the agents, you know, just sort of got together and said, you know, you're doing this gig in Miami. Is it cool to put John on before you? I said, yeah, you know, great singer, really good guy. So it'll be fun.
I'm sure it will.
The last time he did a show with me outside of Chicago, backstage, I said, you know, we never really do a song together. You want to come out during my show and during my set and do a song? And so we worked up this old Jackson Browne song, Somebody's Baby, and we completely ruined it. It was just awful. But the audience laughed at us making a mess of it.
Oh, nice. Can they look forward to that?
No, I think we learned our lesson.
Oh, okay. Now, hey, I understand you got some new music coming out.
I have a bunch of new music coming out, and I've been working on it, you know, for the last couple of years, but very seriously for maybe the last 6 months. And it's just one of those things that, you know, for an artist like me at my age, you know, it's kind of the question of what, you know, there's really not a whole lot of motivation to do it in terms of commercial success or anything like that, or,
sure,
you know, trying to get on the radio or any of that stuff that was important to me maybe for the first 25 years of my career. Now it's really just because, you know, at my core, I'm a songwriter, and so the idea of not putting out all this music and songs that I've been writing just seems wrong. So I'm just going to put it out for the fans that want to hear new stuff, and I'll sneak some new songs into the show here and there. But you know, my main thing is touring and playing the songs, you know, the catalog of songs that people know and want to hear. And when I'm not doing that, I'm walking on a beach with my wife somewhere. You know?
Speaking of wife and beach, Sunday you're going to be in Key West. And I know you've already been in Clearwater. So what's your favorite spot in the Sunshine State?
One of my favorite places to play is where I played last night in Pontevedra Beach. And it's just one of those things where I did a solo acoustic show there in the concert hall there. And I don't know, there's just something about that neighborhood and those audiences. I played there 3 years ago and then just last night. And I'm lucky enough that I can say this about most of the audiences that come to see me, but they were just like the perfect blend of pin drop respectful and out loud irreverent, and that's the perfect combination. You're like, when I'm singing there, you could hear a pin drop, and then in between songs when I'm kidding around or telling stories, we get into these conversations and people yelling stuff out, and it's a blast. It's so much fun. It's just like hanging out with friends, you know. So that's probably just, you know, it's not necessarily my favorite spot, but and I do have a lot of love for Miami and the whole Miami area. My wife's family lives there, and we spend a lot of time there. So
okay, so it's a challenge for Miami to be a better audience and be quiet and respectful and really give it to you in between the songs.
I mean, they can do whatever they want. You know, Miami's always been great to me, too. You know, there's really no place on earth that I think, I don't like playing there. You know, I mean, I love everywhere. It's great.
All right. So we have Richard Marks tomorrow night at the Magic City Casino. Thanks so much for talking with us today.
My pleasure. Talk to you soon, Gail.